Welcome to Growing Places, a podcast about all things economic development here in the Sioux Falls metro area, brought to you by the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance. I'm Molly Stevens, an economic development intern here at the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance, and I'll be your host of today's episode. I have a couple guests here with me today, our president and CEO, Jesse Fonkert, and one of our economic development specialists, Sheldon Jensen, to talk about who SMGA is and what economic development is. So, Jesse, do you want to introduce yourself first?
Yeah, hey, thanks, Mel. I really appreciate it. My name is Jesse Fonkert. I serve as the president and CEO of the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance. I have the distinct honor of also interning for this great organization back when it was called Lincoln and Minnehaha County Economic Development Associations, or Lakita Makita. I've been here for 2 years. I'm from Mobridge originally and attended Augustana from 2010 to 2014. And through that experience, I got an intern here, which created a passion and love for economic development. After college, I moved away for a couple years and then came back to the great, thriving, beautiful city of Hartford, just to the west of Sioux Falls, to serve as their chamber and economic development director. Which I did for 4 years. My wife, Kelsey, and I, we live in Hartford today with our beautiful Boykin Spaniel, Zoe, and we are expecting our first kiddo here in May. So we're doing our part in growing the workforce here around the Sioux Falls area.
Jesse, you really have a lot on your plate right now, don't you?
I am really, really fortunate and blessed with a lot of cool things and cool people around me.
Yes, absolutely. Sheldon, would you like to introduce yourself as well?
Yeah, thanks, Molly. I'm Sheldon, like Molly said, and I am an economic development specialist here at Sioux Metro Growth Alliance. I'm the newest member of the team. I started in January, so I am brand new. I'm a recent graduate of Augustana University. I am from Owatonna, Minnesota, and I gained a love for economic and community development through my family. We're small business owners and really involved in the community in our hometown. And during my time at Augustana, I had the opportunity to intern with the Hartford Area Development Foundation, the South Dakota International Trade Center, as well as the Owatonna Chamber of Commerce, that really solidified this career path as something that I was interested in. With the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance, I serve the communities of Del Rapids and Salem, working directly for each community roughly 16 hours a week. And I am super excited to start this process of growing these places throughout the Sioux Metro.
Hey, thanks, Sheldon. That's really cool. And as you're hearing this conversation today, there's a theme about internships and how important they are for getting people into jobs. And in economic development, that's really what we like to do is try to find ways to get people where they need to be. And internships really helped me, and I hope it helps you get to where we're at today as well.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. As an intern at SMGA now, I've learned so much over the last 5 months, and I'm loving every minute of it. Jesse, do you want to tell us a little bit more about who SMGA is and what we do for our communities here in the Sioux Metro?
We are the regional economic development organization serving the interests of 14 communities in 2 counties across the metro. So currently, we work in 14 towns: Baltic, Brandon, Canton, Colton, Crooks, Del Rapids, Garrettson, Harrisburg, Hartford, Lenox, T, Salem, Valley Springs, and Worthing. And we just added Salem to that mix here this month in January, so we've been really excited about working in that community. So we're a resource for these towns and the economic development corporations and city councils and staff in all those communities. We help them through strategic planning, through talent attraction programs, through business attraction, meaning finding ways to develop land to make it easier for businesses to move into those communities. But also, we work closely with news outlets and media outlets around the Sioux Falls area to tell the story of our communities to further attract more talent to those towns. We also have a management service program, which is what Sheldon works in. We work for 4 communities in the management service where we operate and execute an economic development strategy for them for about 16 to 20 hours a week, which includes Baltic, Lenox, Salem, Del Rapids, and Worthing to be joining to that service here very soon. So we have a great organization that is led by the municipalities and utility companies from across the region. They serve on our board and help us elect our officers and executive board members. And we are located in the historic Harvester Building in downtown Sioux Falls.
Maybe, Jesse, before we get too far into our discussion, can we just hear from you a little bit about what our role is to help promote growth in our communities?
Yeah, you know, I'll start off with maybe defining what economic development is. So economic development is the practice of attracting businesses, helping to expand current businesses, retaining businesses, attracting workforce, and overall improving the quality of life in certain geographical areas. So we do all those things around the Sioux Metro, which we define as Lincoln, Minnehaha, McCook, and Turner counties. And these things are important because businesses employ people. People work there. They are paid salaries. They're paid dollars. They receive some sort of compensation for the work that they do, which then allows them to spend money, which creates more money in the economy as they go to different, you know, retailers or different businesses, and that money circulates. So what does this all mean? Well, our organization focuses on two primary areas of economic development. We call it growth and engagement. On the growth side, we work with communities to ensure that they have the right programming to attract businesses to their town. And if they can't attract businesses, to find ways to solve the problems that are keeping businesses from coming in. We help them plan for residential developments and attract developers to the community, or create plans to develop land for housing themselves. And we work to ensure that the town has a good plan in place when it comes to increasing the quality of life. And quality of life can be defined by a number of different ways, but we like to think of it as access to amenities and leisurely activities and, healthcare, you name it, that helps ensure that they are happy, healthy, and thriving people. On the engagement side, this is where we tell the story of the work that we're doing, right? This is marketing. This is where we have a policy program that works on ensuring that we have a good, strong, thriving ecosystem. And our staff support program comes into this side as well, where we work with the different communities to execute their economic development plan. So we're pretty fortunate to work in this area. It's thriving. It's growing. We had great leadership across the region. And over the course of this podcast, we're going to be detailing what economic development is and telling the story of the amazing leaders and businesses that are growing and investing and adapting across the region.
Yeah, that's kind of our goal with this podcast, is just continue telling the stories of the people, businesses, and communities here that make the Sioux Metro such a great place to be. I'm a transplant to this area, and so is Sheldon. So Sheldon, do you want to tell us a little bit about why you decided to move here and why you chose to get into economic development?
You know, obviously it started out with college. I was looking for a small place to grow and use my secondary education, and so I look towards Augustana in Sioux Falls. It's a great liberal arts institution located in our area, and I was able to grow in a small community there, a small community that had a prideful, you know, nature as to what it meant to be from Augustana. You know, we as Vikings truly were able to grow together, and that was something that really interests me about that small community atmosphere. And so as, you know, I got to know people, I got to know Jesse through my time at Augustana, and I got to know what, you know, this organization does in these communities. And I got to experience, you know, what the small town feel really is. And I think that that is something that's totally unique to this area in the upper Midwest and the Sioux Falls area, where there's so many towns located so close to each other that all have such a unique opportunities for growth and unique opportunities for business and people to live, work, and play. And it was something that I couldn't pass up when I was offered the job. I could not, you know, there was nothing, no other opportunity that I would have wanted more out of college than to work for this organization and the people that we serve in these municipalities.
Obviously, you are super passionate about economic development, and this is the very beginning of your career. So what have you learned in the first month about the industry and the communities of Del Rapids and Salem that you work with?
You know, Molly, I've learned a lot, and I think it comes down to, you know, every community is different. And so, you know, I'm spending days in both communities. I'm spending days in Sioux Falls. We spent some time in Pierre at learning all about tourism at the tourism conference. But, you know, each community, both Salem and Del Rapids, have such unique opportunities, whether it's looking towards how to develop more housing availability in Salem, because Salem is located halfway between Sioux Falls and Mitchell and Madison. There are people that want to live and commute, or people that want to live, work, and play solely in Salem. There's so many amenities that Salem has to offer, but tapping the untapped potential is something that I'm excited to do in this job. Del Rapids has a lot of industrial capabilities. There's an industrial park, the Feagan Development Park, with over 40 acres of land that's rip-roaring and ready to go. And so, you know, I'm excited to work with the Del Rapids Economic Development Corporation and the leadership in the city to work on how we can attract businesses to that area, because Del Rapids is beautiful, it's historic, the bones are strong, and it's a place where a lot of people will soon want to call home. And I'm excited to help lead them there.
Sheldon, you're just getting started in your career, and you're still learning about the nuances of the industry. Jesse, you've been in economic development a lot longer than either of us have. So what have you learned in your career in the industry, both here and in Hartford?
Well, I've learned a lot about what not to do in economic development, coupled with a few wins along the way. But the lesson that I think I take away probably every day, if not every week, is each town is different. It has its own needs, its own demands, its own challenges, and its own possibilities. And a lot of it comes back to the people in that town and the folks that settled that community, you know, decades ago. And we as economic developers today work with them to give them the resources they need to be successful. Every day, we're reminded of how great of a region it is, and that our organization exists to serve those people and those businesses to help create an even brighter future for the next generation of business owners and families. And thankfully, we're supported by a lot of great folks from across the region to make all this possible.
And who are those supporters and investors in the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance?
A number of businesses, municipalities, and counties invest into our organization to make our work possible. So municipalities across the region invest into our organization based on the population of those towns. Each county contributes a certain amount into the work that we do. And then the utility companies are significant backers of our work. They have been extremely generous with their dollars and with their time. And many other people even serve on our boards. So those three groups together really help us achieve the work that we do, but they also push us and challenge us to be even more impactful along the way.
Yeah, there's a ton of people and businesses that are super invested and interested in economic development here in the Sioux Metro.
Yeah, absolutely. They're invested in the success of the Metro.
So what's the plan for this podcast?
On this podcast, over the next, hopefully, forever, you're going to hear stories about the business owners that have invested their time and passion into the region and the different communities that we serve. You're going to hear about the mayors and council people and city administrators and staff that are investing their careers and volunteer hours and love for the communities from across the region on this podcast. You're going to hear from us about market trends, what we're seeing in economic development, and what we're hoping to do to fix where there might be some inefficiencies or some trouble areas. We're going to talk about some legislative issues that are affecting economic development in our state. Like housing right now is a huge topic, and what we're hearing from our stakeholders and partners from across the metro, but also South Dakota. And you'll hear from economic developers that we work with every single day in the communities that we serve about how their communities are unique and special.
Thank you so much, Jesse and Sheldon, for being on the show today. Really appreciate it. And we look forward to the future of this podcast.
Thanks, Molly.
Thanks for having me, Molly.
Thanks for listening to Growing Places. Be sure to follow us on social media at Sioux Metro. Always leave things better than the way you found them. And tune in next time to the next episode of Growing Places.